Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. The Prime Minister provided another preview Thursday of what will be in next month's federal budget. Justin Trudeau spoke about new funding to expand the government's $10 a day childcare program.
We're going to make investments to expand and grow the program. We'll do this by providing over $1 billion in low-cost loans and grants directly to public and nonprofit child care providers.
Trudeau says there will also be money to increase training opportunities for early childhood educators. He also spoke of a student loan forgiveness plan for daycare workers who choose to work in rural or remote areas. Wednesday, he announced a number of steps to help renters. Four Ontario school boards are suing the world's biggest social media companies for disrupting the way kids learn. They accuse the companies behind TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat of creating unsafe and addictive products.
It's really important to understand the effect that these products are having on our children and pay close attention to it.
Lawyer Duncan Embry represents the school boards. He says they want these companies to change their algorithms, age restrictions, and existing parental controls. Ontario Premier Doug Ford disagrees with the legal action.
Let's focus on math and reading and writing. Put all the resources into the kids. And I don't know, what are they spending on lawyer fees to go after these massive companies that have endless cash to fight this?
The school boards are seeking $4 billion in damages. The social media companies involved have not yet commented on the lawsuit. Nova Scotians who want to help during natural disasters will be able to sign up for a new volunteer corps called the Nova Scotia Guard. Premier Tim Houston tabled legislation Thursday that will build a pool of volunteers who first responders and community organizations can call on during or after emergencies. The bill will also create a dedicated emergency management department. Michael Gorman reports.
Premier Tim Houston says the response from people during recent natural disasters got him thinking about ways to coordinate volunteers and resources so they can be deployed when and where they're needed. He says there's work for anyone who wants to sign up.
You kind of want to over-resource these things, really. And many times you wish you had more. You wish you had more people doing a search, more people shoveling snow, more people fighting the fire.
NDP leader Claudia Chender struggles to see the need for a new organization.
I think that this feels a little bit like a PR stunt, the Nova Scotia Guard. Why not just coordinate the resources that we have? The Red Cross has actually done an incredible job in the recent disasters we have.
Chender speculated that the release of the new bill was timed to distract from debate at Province House on another piece of legislation related to the sharing of personal health records. Michael Gorman, CBC News at Province House.
A Department of Fisheries and Oceans biologist says if warm ocean conditions don't improve, she doesn't expect the herring stock will rebuild in the short or long term. DFO put a moratorium on the spring herring and mackerel fishery in 2020. It says herring populations are at critical levels. Lori Maynard is a DFO biologist. She says conditions needed for the population to recover just aren't there.
To be in a healthy zone, we would need a lot of young fish that survives to the age of maturity and a little lower mortality in adult fish. For that to happen, it would require specifically lower temperature of water.
Last year, there was an unprecedented marine heat wave off Canada's east coast. The two species are an important food source for tuna and cod, and traditionally used as bait supplying other commercial fisheries like lobster, snow crab, and halibut. The founder of failed cryptocurrency exchange FTX has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. Last November, a jury found Sam Bankman-Fried guilty of stealing billions of dollars from investors and customers. FTX went bankrupt in 2022 following a spiral of customer panic when leaked documents showed potential financial irregularities. That is The World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.